This is our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am thinking about how important it is for God to go after the lost. I was recently reading in Luke where Jesus uses several illustrations to emphasize the extent that God will go to over one of his lost souls. Jesus is delivering this message in the presence of tax collectors and, as the scriptures say, notorious sinners, as well as the Pharisees who saw themselves superior to these sinners. He uses one example of the lost sheep, and when you could have 100 sheep, and if one goes astray, then other 99 are in place, but if one goes astray, you will go in the middle of the night to find this sheep. And when you find this sheep, you will call all your friends to rejoice. He uses another example of a woman having 10 valuable coins, and if she loses one coin, won't she look in every nook and cranny until she finds it? And when she does, she too will call her friends and neighbors to celebrate. Here's what I missed before. Luke 15:7, which says, "Heaven will be happier over one lost sinner who returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away at all." And recently I was talking about acknowledging our own spiritual growth. Sometimes God uses our growth to silently reach his loss. So think about these words the next time you believe God is using you. "No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it or puts it under a bed, but instead puts it on a stand so that those who enter may see the light." Luke 8:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that God not only recognizes your growth, he's using it.